Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking a first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is Scam Hip. If you have any questions, what I want you to do is visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. When you follow, like, and share, make sure you use tag me in Slow Money Blues. Thank you so much for doing that. We're going to have another dynamic episode today, and this is going to conclude our series on HIPs, which are high yield investment platforms. So what are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about three ways to identify scam HIP. However, before we move forward, we always have to do two things. Did you do your homework from last week? Well, it's really simple, because if you're tuning in right now, this is exactly what homework is, which is to tune in to this episode of Scam Hips. Now, one of the favorite parts of the show that I've been doing, and I probably will never take it out, is did you say your morning mantra? If you did not, let's say it together. Say, I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. Well, as you all know, each and every time I say that, I get wired up and fired up and ready to go. Today's sponsors are Linky.com, BigNetDomain.com, and Binance.us. All of this information will be contained in the show notes. Hey, if you're a mompreneur, dadpreneur, or solopreneur, you're looking for something that's high tech and low touch that can promote almost anything and everything, visit linky.com. That's linky.com and get your account today. If you want to know what a sample account looks like, just go to linky.com/slowmoneyblues. Also, use linky25, that's linky25, and receive a 25% savings on an annual plan. All right, guys and ladies, it is May the 2nd, and you're probably saying, well, Doug, we already know it's May. Well, the reason I say it is because people are still suffering from a digital dilemma. And if that's your situation, my friends over at BigNetDomain.com will hook you up. They have websites, they have templates, they have hosting, they have SEO, they have e-commerce, they have email, and they have awesome technical support and billing support. If you need to get your venture out on the digital, into the digital stratosphere, call them up today or visit the site. Also, when you do that, if you purchase a domain name today, that's anything after dot whatever, .com, .us, .net, .xyz, .. When you purchase a domain name today, they're going to give you hosting free for one entire year. You cannot beat that. Use promo code BigNet upon checkout and receive a 10% savings across everything that you purchase. Now, I'm so happy that Binance, which is the largest crypto exchange in the world, has decided to sponsor this episode. If you click on a link in the show notes, once you open up your account, they're going to deposit a $10 in your account just for signing up today. So take advantage of this huge offer. You can do all types of trading. You can do swaps. You can do buys. You can sell. You can trade. It's an amazing platform. Go and get started right now today. Question. Have you ever been scammed? Boo for scams, because I'm telling you, I have been scammed and it is not a pleasant feeling, which is why I want to put you on alert in three ways to identify a scam. So Merriam-Webster defines scam as a fraudulent, deceptive act or operation. By golly, that could be the entire financial services sector. Say what? Yes. If someone can charge you a fee to hold money in your account, sell your money back to you at a higher interest, and say when and how you can move your hard-earned money, that is a fraud, also known as a bank, also known as a legal money laundering scheme. Let's get personal. Scams have been around since the beginning of time. The old saying is true. A sucker is born every day. or is it every minute? Let's jump right into this episode and talk about three ways to a scam hip high yield investment. You know, one of the first things I do when I'm taking my deep dive and doing my due diligence to determine whether or not I'm going to invest in a high yield investment platform, I look for the founders. I mean, I look high and I look low. And guess what's not going to happen with any of my money? It's not going to be invested in that platform until I determine that these people are real. I'm going to put you guys on game today. There are some sophisticated scam artists out here. When you're looking for the founder, one of the places that you definitely want to go when you're looking for the founder, first, you want to see if there's a photo of the founder. If a person is courageous enough and if they're honest and if they're operating integrity, why should they be afraid to put their face on their platform like co-founder or founder or owner? Something to let the audience know, their potential investors know that guess what? They are legitimate. Now, just because there's a photo doesn't mean they're legitimate. You might want to look for some corporate documentation as well also. So whether they are stateside or whether they're offshore, they should probably be incorporated to some extent, operating as a legal business. Now, in the U.S., you can be a sole proprietor, but most smart business people incorporate. They have an LLC, an S-Corp, or they have a C-Corp. This is not to say that if a founder is or founders are a sole proprietor, that it is not legitimate. I'm just simply saying these are the ways in which you can determine if it is a scam hip. Another thing that you want to do when it relates to the founders, determine or search for them on LinkedIn. Search for them on all social media. And just because you see a video on YouTube doesn't mean that that is the real founder. That could be a sponsored person or their spokesperson that they hire to promote and advertise their scam hip. So do your due diligence. And then, by golly, if you will, check with some people that you know and trust that are currently in the crypto space, particularly if you are a crypto newbie. This is what I've discovered being in this space for a little bit over a year now, is that scam hips can look highly sophisticated, but there are things that will raise red flags, which leads us to point number two. Is the platform secure? This is when you know it's a scam hip. When you set up your account and you log in, typically almost any platform that you sign up for, you get what we call a confirmation email, because most people are going to have you sign up with your email account or your mobile number or both. And they're going to send you some type of confirmation so they can confirm that it's actually you. So if you sign up for a platform, you don't get a confirmation of any sort, and you're just able to log directly into it, I would be very, very cautious, and I would be extremely leery before I put one penny into that platform, because it may very well be a scam. Also, if they actually have the email confirmation or the SMS confirmation, and you might want to see if they have this thing called reCAPTCHA. A reCAPTCHA is nothing more than on the front end, when you log, before you log into a platform, you might see a 4-digit code, you might see a 6-digit code, or it may tell you to check a box and then tell you to identify. So many, like they'll say, you know, identify all the bicycles in this photo and you have to click them, or all of the stairs or all of the bridges or all of the lights. It'll be something like that. Or sometimes just running in the background, you might see reCAPTCHA in the lower right hand corner. Now, of course, you all know my background. I'm a digital entrepreneur, so I'm very versed in these things right here when it comes to, you know, securing platforms and going through the confirmation processes like that. It's no different when you're talking about a high yield investment platform. You should be looking for all of those things. And then lastly, once you get inside the platform, because you cannot do this on the front end, everything I've explained to you so far is when you register or you sign up with a HIP. These are the things that you should be looking for, the email confirmation or SMS confirmation, to know that you've actually got into it and potentially reCAPTCHA. Now, all of these things are kind of weighty on a platform. However, it bodes well that they actually implement these things for your security as well as for theirs. The last thing is, do they have a two-factor authentication or a multi-factor authentication? The very things that I just told you about, email confirmation or SMS confirmation and reCAPTCHA, Those things are part of a multi-factor authentication. When you go in the back end, after you've confirmed or you've kind of been authenticated on the front end, when you go in the back of a high yield investment platform, if they are really cognizant and conscious of their security and they want to make sure that they safeguard their platform and your investment, they will give you the opportunity to use an authenticator. One of the most popular authenticators out there is Google Authenticator. And basically what happens is you authenticate, and each and every time you log into the platform with your email address, and then you use the reCAPTCHA. When you get in, before you're able to get inside of it, typically another window will pop up and you will have to look on your mobile device or your tablet, and you'll see a 6-digit code that's attached directly to after you've actually, connected the authenticator to the application. And each time you log into the application, you have to put that 6-digit code in there. That 6-digit code is on a timer. It's typically 15 to 30 seconds. And it'll be blue, then it will turn like a maroon, a reddish type color counting down. If you put it in there afterwards, it will not work. They'll give you a fresh new code. So look for those two things. Are the founders real? And then is the platform secure? Now, having done all of that, the easiest part after you sign up on a platform is literally to put your hard-earned cryptocurrency on platform. It's always easy to make deposits, but the real litmus test if a HIP is a scam is how quickly can you withdraw your investment, whatever the investment model may be, if it's every week, if it's every day, if it's every hour. I've seen all of these and many more, and I look at them all the time and I do my deep dive. But the quickest way that you want to determine if it's a scam HIP or not is if you can make a withdrawal. So typically, if it passed all the smell tests with the founders, and if you think that the platform is secure based on what I just shared with you, then go ahead and make an initial event. If I were you, they always typically have some type of plan. It's very rare that a high yield investment platform will only have one plan. Now, I told you, I've been in this space for a little bit over a year. I'm playing with what they call house money now. All of my initial investment, I've made that back and so much more. And now I am using my investment money to make other investments in high yield investment platforms. Therefore, I can't lose. Get the smallest plan that they have. And the reason I want you to get the smallest plan that they have, because sometimes your high yield investment platforms have a minimum withdrawal amount. And the reason that they do that is because there are fees associated when you move crypto or whether you move fiat. So the founders want to make sure when they're looking at their business model that it makes sense to make the withdrawal. So if someone said, hey, look, the startup investment is only $100. The minimum withdrawal is say, $20. It may take you some time to accumulate that in. Typically, it's going to be in your wallet in the high yield investment platform. And the minute that you hit that amount, whatever that minimum amount is, go ahead and move that money off. I would say do that more than once if you're a newbie. But for me, if I see that it works the first time, and of course, chances are I've been invited by someone else or I've discovered it myself, and then I've asked other people about it. Do they know anything about the HIP? I'm surrounded by some pretty smart people, and they can smell a scam HIP as well. So if we all get the thumbs up, then typically I will continue to invest more in it, or I'll just let that small investment stay on there and monitor it, and then just continue to withdraw the funds based on what their model is as it relates to the minimum investment and what the daily or weekly or hourly rate of return is supposed to be. So you just learned three ways to identify scam HIP. One, are the founders real? I told you where to go look for them. The number one place is probably going to be LinkedIn, because if you're any type of legitimate business, you are going to be on LinkedIn. That is the largest social network for all legitimate businesses. And many of them, I haven't seen too many businesses on LinkedIn. And trust me, I'm connected. And people reach out to me all the time that are not real people. Two, is the platform secure? And three, can you withdraw your investment? So what are the major takeaways? It's really, really simple. Exercise extreme due diligence when investing in HIPs. If you have taken the ride to learn out what a good HIP is, a bad HIP is, and a scam HIP is, you have all the tools to basically make a sound financial decision as well as do phenomenal due diligence. What is your homework? Well, it's very easy. next week's homework, and I don't even know what the episode is going to be, but I want you to tune in next week because I promise you it's going to be good, and I'm gonna have a major announcement that I'm coming up with because I so much love this crypto space. I certainly believe that it is one of the money miracles, and it's going to make so many people multi-gazillionaires, and I want you to be one of them because you know, why do I exist? One, I am your freedom advisor, right? I'm not financial advisor. I'm not your wealth advisor. I am your freedom advisor. And what I teach you to do, I teach you how to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. I even say it all the time at the end of the show. Till next time, you continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you what? At the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Y'all have an amazing week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.